Look, as far as I'm concerned, any excuse to play the Go-Go's is fine. But there really is a sort of seasonal debate going on right now. And it was prompted by a recent column at the New York Times. And I want to say this conversation comes with a small disclaimer, a little warning. The writer of the original column runs a, quote, luxury lifestyle company for urban mothers. So obviously this is aimed at a certain demographic. And the column argues that when it comes to a summer break, parents should find a way to vacation without the kids. Now, and we're just accepting that it's a non-starter. It's not even an issue for a lot of families, especially in this economic climate, who either can't afford to take a vacation at all or certainly can't afford to take a vacation and find someone to take care of these children. But does this get to a larger issue about me time versus we time and what's more of a higher priority in a marriage, the family time or the strength of the bond between the husband and wife? Joining us now, Daniel Gill, a family therapist with the Family Institute at Northwestern University. Also with us is Katrin Schumann, author of Mothers Need Timeouts Too. That kind of tells me where you stand on this, Katrin. It sounds like you think that you should take time away from your kids.
Well, I do, absolutely. I think Daniel, of course, has a very good point, which is that every family is different and every person and their needs, they're very different. But I think our responsibility is to do the best job we can as parents and as partners in a marriage. And sometimes that means taking time out for ourselves so that we can re-energize and reconnect with our partner and just have a little bit of peace and reconnect to our instinct as a parent, you know, shut out a bit of that clutter and that noise that is part of everyday life.
Well, I think also, Katrin, I was a single parent for almost 12 years. Vacation was not really an issue. I couldn't afford it, and I certainly didn't have somebody to watch my kid. But there's also a feeling of guilt I felt. If I went and took time away, if I actually paid money for a vacation for myself, it made me feel bad.
Well, that's something that we encountered a lot in writing our book and interviewing hundreds of women for this book, is that this sense of guilt is really pervasive. And, of course, I understand it, and I can see why parents would feel guilty being away from their children. But what they don't understand is that if you take a long-term perspective on this, very often it's the case where getting away a little bit and re-energizing and reconnecting with yourself makes you a better parent in the long run. And I should also point out that, you know, we don't need to really talk only about getting away for an expensive vacation. We can talk about a day away, a night away, or even, you know, half a day away, just doing something that the purpose of which is for you and for your rejuvenation, rather than always having the focus be on the children.
That's Katrin Schumann. But Daniel Gill, you're a family therapist. Maybe this all goes back to the idea of quality time versus quantity time. I mean, many parents feel like the time then they see their kids every day, they come home from work, they have dinner, maybe they watch TV with the kids, that's not the same kind of focused attention that a child really needs from their parents.
No, it isn't. And, you know, and I don't mean to sound like I'm taking such a hard line on this, but I think if those of us that have camped and spent a lot of downtime with our families and with our parents as kids, we know the kind of flow activity and kind of wellness of being that one gets and the creativity that's created in really getting away and having downtime with your parents. And you see your parents less stressed out, which is very important.
I don't know what camping trips you've been on, Daniel, but I get pretty stressed out when I'm camping with the family. But, you know, I wonder, Katrin, if you could give me some suggestions. I mean, like I said, I was a broke single mother for a very long time. And I can absolutely see your point that getting time away from the kid may have been a restart button for me. It may have been refreshing and made me a more calm parent when I returned. How does one do that? If you can't afford the Disney World vacation or can't afford the resort hotel.
Right. Well, I think sometimes you just have to be a little creative. And oftentimes, there's rarely a parent who doesn't have a good friend or some kind of community system. And maybe you could do something like have a swap, like have a good friend who takes your child or your children for a night or two, and then you do the same, you reciprocate for your friend. I mean, you remember in the 70s, my parents used to do that with babysitting co-ops for my brother and for me. So there are ways to be creative and to find somebody that you that you respect and are close to who could maybe take your child on a reciprocating basis. And then there are plenty of things that you can do that don't cost a lot of money, from just taking a drive for a day into the countryside, going for a walk. I mean, it's really about finding some peace in your life. And you don't have to go to an expensive resort to do that. You can go to an art gallery if you happen to like art, and it's probably been 5 years since you've taken that time to leisurely stroll along, you know, a gallery corridor. So I think that it's just a matter of getting in touch with what you like, remembering the things that you find interesting, and then seeing if you can creatively come up with a way to do them once in a while.
And Daniel Gilt, at the beginning of this conversation, you said ideally a family could do both. I assume that means because you see a benefit in a married couple still placing emphasis on their relationship to each other outside of the family, the dynamic with the kids.
Oh, absolutely. You know, remember those for those of us who are parents, we know this: the kids grow up fast, and they are going to want to have that template of parents who caring for each other and take time to nurture the relationship. So when they become adults, they know how to pass that along to their family. So I think that's extremely important, but I think your other guest makes a lot of sense by saying it doesn't need to be a full week or something like that. So something like a kid swap or even a short vacation with one parent where you can nurture just that individual parent-child relationship could be very, very key.
That's Daniel Gill, a family therapist with the Family Institute at Northwestern University. And Katrin Schumann is author of Mothers Need Time Out, too. We want to get you to weigh in on this conversation for us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Daniel and Katrin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.